back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. All of our WNST coverage and our fun Fridays, and we're going to move the dates a little bit, brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is coming to Pappas in Cockeysville. We're going to be sitting down with a bunch of friends, including John Kelly, talking a little racing. My pal Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global will be joining us. Jim Reeves from Offa Kerman, fresh off his Triple D cameo with Guy Fieri. And our star, Mike Bordick, will be joining us, former Oriole, this Friday. We'll be there from noon until 3. We moved the time around a little bit. Check Baltimore Positive for all the upcoming events, but we're going to be in Catonsville on the 9th at the Beaumont, kicking off 30 years of crazy sports radio around here. And then to my homeland, I got my Royal Farm shirt on, but underneath, because it's cold up in here, my Costas shirt. We're going back to Dundalk, down to the Dirty D on the 15th. We'll be there at lunchtime with a lot of friends celebrating 30 years of radio, and some probably some enemies as well. I got friends all over the city. I had this next guest on, but her husband and I go way back. We talked a lot. She didn't get to promote anything going on in the city. We did have a great crab cake, though. I'll say that. Gail Furman joins us now from, I call you Max's on Broadway. You know this. It's a love mark. It's not a tap house detriment or anything. But and David Cassidy somehow wound up on my timeline today, which I figure is serendipity. Gail, of course, was our Maryland Crab Cake Tour guest back with her husband, the very loquacious Ron Furman, she would like to say a few words about Christmas and celebration of Fells Point, and I would like to say that I want to come down and drink eggnog with you, Gail Furman, in Fells Point. How about that?
Awesome. Awesome.
What's in your eggnog? What are you putting in that? Is that rum, whiskey?
It's secret.
That sounds like
we always come up second every year because the Admiral Fellin always comes in first because they have a German chef who does the real eggnog.
Well, then I really need to come. When is this happening? When is eggnog night?
That's December 11th from 1:30 to 4:30.
Well, if I start drinking at 1:30, I won't be able to leave at 4:30. But okay, December 11th is eggnog day. Do you know how much I love eggnog? Are you aware of my eggnog?
No, do you love eggnog?
Oh, my. I mean, I transitioned. I had my friends from Wise Markets on today, and I have pumpkin ice cream that they make, and I'm getting to the end of the pumpkin, and like, it's Thanksgiving. It's time to make that move to eggnog. And I went looking for eggnog ice cream and I couldn't find it. And you know, eggnog, they take it away. I mean, the government does this. I mean, it's seasonal. It's 4 weeks. January 3rd, no eggnog for like a year. So when people are making eggnog, I'm very serious about my eggnog. So if you need me there next Saturday, bring the nog. I'll be there.
Well, there are going to be a lot of places serving eggnog. There's a whole contest going on in Fells Point. You go from bar to bar and taste it, and tickets are $12. It's from 1:30 to 4:30. You get to vote for your favorite place, your favorite eggnog.
All right, I'm putting that in my book right now. Is there a website that I can – seriously, because, I mean, we're talking about eggnog parties. My wife's about to come in here and say, eggnog? What? Where am I going to be? Because I love eggnog.
You can go to Fells Point Main Street's website. And I think it's fellspointmainstreet.org, to be honest with you. I don't have it written down in front of me.
Fellspointmainstreet.org. I think if that's it, I'm going to find it. There it is. Okay. Fellspointmainstreet.org. Explore happenings. Always welcome in Fells Point. See, I love that. That's beautiful. Gail, Christmas in Fells. Give me a little look. Like tree, lighting, that stuff.
It all starts off this Saturday. And at 9 o'clock, Santa arrives by tugboat. I mean, how many places can you go where Santa arrives by tugboat?
This is the real Santa, right? Not the fake one, right?
This is the real Santa arrives by tugboat. We are a maritime waterfront property. So he comes in via tugboat for the kids.
From the North Pole?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Then
you can take pictures with Santa at 9:30. Always a fun thing to do.
So it's 9:30 in the morning.
9:30 in the morning.
Okay. All right. So bring the family down, right?
Yeah. Bring them down. And then you can take pictures with Santa. It's free. If you want to make a donation, great. But pictures are free for the kids with Santa. At 11 o'clock, because it's still Hanukkah in Baltimore, we have mensch on a bench. So do you know what mensch on a bench is?
I know about lighting the menorah, but I don't know about mensch on a bench. You have to teach
me. Okay. Mensch on a bench is a tradition in the Jewish religion where a male who is Jewish sits around and reads stories to kids.
Who's that going to be? Is that going to be Ron Furman?
Ron Furman is out of town this weekend, so he can't do it. It's a surprise guest.
We have a surprise mensch.
We have a surprise mensch coming.
All right. Well, it's not me, because I'm not Jewish, but I am a mensch. You know, I mean, at least I've been called that. I've also been called a schmuck, but that's neither here nor there. Gail Furman is our guest from Max's Tap House down in Fells Point, serving up the barbecue as well as the holiday magic. You probably have a lot of different holiday beers at Max's, right?
So much. So many.
Gingerbread? So many. What do you got?
We've got coffee stouts, caramel stouts right now. There are beers being made with eggnog. There are all sorts of delicious sours being right now, done right now.
Eggnog beer, really?
Yeah, there's an eggnog beer. And we had, this weekend, we had apple pie beers, sour beers that were incredible.
You know, I talked to you and Ron about this when I was down at the Chop Tank with you guys on the Crab Cake Tour, that just what beer has become. The fact, like, my parents would flip if they knew eggnog was in beer. Like, it doesn't even – but I have a gingerbread stout in my refrigerator right now that we meant to drink after Thanksgiving meal. We didn't, so it's in there. But, you know, I never would have, as a kid, would have thought that I would love stouts. I think I told you guys this. I love stouts. So this is a stout season, especially when you're having, like, a hearty turkey pot pie leftover or something. It's perfect time of year for stout.
There's great, great different beers out right now. And at 12 o'clock, you can have your kids while they're still in Fells Point and you're drinking that beer. They can be doing crafts and letters to Santa with us. The big mailbox, letters to Santa.
Where are we doing it? Right on the square?
Right on the square.
All right.
Right on the square.
Any space heaters or no? No space heaters?
No space
heaters. I'm a sissy. I mean, you know this.
Well, it's going to be warm Saturday.
I sit outside in the cold for football. That's enough.
4 o'clock, we're doing the annual tree lighting, and we have an old Ravens favorite is lighting the tree this year.
Is that
McCrary?
See, McCrary's legitimate, right? Of all the Ravens, and Femi too. I run into, when I walk, and you know I'm in Fells Point all the time. Eddie Lauer is still ducking me, by the way. He still has not been on the show. He dogged me that day. I tipped him well, requested Prince songs, all that stuff. I got to get Eddie Lauer on. But, you know, getting down into Fells Point and this time of the year and the trees out and 4 o'clock lighting on set. So everything's happening really this week is the beginning.
Weekend is the beginning.
All right.
And everyone's going to be decorated for Christmas by Saturday. So you can come see all the festive lights. All the buildings and the properties are all be decorated. And then at 6 o'clock, it's going to be dark out. And everyone can walk to the harbor and see the lighted boat parade.
I watched that from here. This is my house. You know, we're selling our house. The boats come right into the harbor. So we watch it on Saturday night about 6, 7 o'clock. There's always somebody with a candy cane. There's always somebody with a Santa, you know, blinking off the front of the boat. The lighted parade of boats
it's
is really
fun.
It's great. It's one of those things. We look out the window. We look forward to it. Sometimes you put a little hot chocolate together with a little something, something, something in it. I want to talk about McCrary 1 minute because I have run into McCrary on the streets of Fells Point a half a dozen times in the last year and a half. It's kind of like we either see him or Femi, one or the other. We always run into Ravens. But my wife and I are moving, right? I told you we're right. Giving up our view. My wife's been kicking around the idea of moving to Fells Point. You give me a little primer on life in Fells Point that I could stumble in and out of your bar, as well as many others.
What I love is the historic atmosphere here, and I love the people. So you have residents, you have business people here, you have residents, you have a tremendous amount of people coming to visit the city when, you know, COVID isn't around. And just people are nice and out and about all the time. They're great places to live. They're great places to eat, shop, do things. There's tons of activities going on down here. McCrary lives in Fells Point, by the way.
Well, listen, we're going to live somewhere, and it's not going to be at the Inner Harbor anymore. We're moving somewhere. We're looking at Canton. We're looking at Catonsville. We're looking at Towson. We're looking at White Marsh. We're looking at Columbia.
Look at Fells Point. There's so much here. People are nice. Everyone's nice to their neighbors.
The thing I said to my wife that I think I'd really like about it, because I'm not a Saturday night bar guy, and you know that, and I did that a million years ago, and I've lived down at the harbor for 18 years. I haven't really been in a cross street bar after 10 o'clock on a Friday or Saturday most of my marriage. Like, it's just, I'm not awake. I mean, full disclosure, I go to bed early. But I said to her, Fell's Point on like a Tuesday morning at 9 a.m, going for a walk, getting a cup of coffee or whatever. It's a peaceful little village down there in daylight. We think of it as bars and, you know, you sell a lot of beer and barbecue and whatever, but most of the hours spent in Fell's Point, if you're not holidaying or New Year's Eve or Halloween or, you know, when it gets crazy, I mean, downtown gets crazy when we shoot off fireworks and 4th of July and when there's Ravens games and, well, the Orioles used to play down here and make it crazy. But when people come, that should be celebrated. But I would think Fell's Point most of the time is kind of quiet. I mean, if you live
it there. It is kind of quiet. I mean, our uncle just moved down here a couple of weeks ago, and I don't want to tell you how old he is. And he moved down here because he loves it.
Well, and there is a walkability that I have looked at places. And like I said to my friend Bill Cole last week, Harford County Executive Barry Glassman is trying to get us to move to Bel Air. Pardon me. Yeah. But see, I sneezed at the thought of moving to Harford County. The walking thing, you know, like my wife and I are really spoiled. We walk to you. I don't know what it's like to park in Fell's Point. I haven't parked in Fell's Point in 20 years. I walk to you. And there's something about the walkability of this city. And if we lived in Fell's Point, one of her pitches is from Fell's Point, we could walk to the harbor. We could walk to games. We could walk to Canton. We could walk to Highland Town. We could walk everywhere because Fell's Point is sort of the center of all of that, right? Like,
and you can take the butcher shuttle across to the harbor to Locust Point if you want.
You know, the taxi, the water taxi, I've lived down here 18 years. I think I've been on it 6 times, 8 times, maybe the most. And one of the things about the water taxi that's so beautiful is just when you get out in the water at night, how unbelievably beautiful our city is.
Exquisite.
And Fell's Point has this European thing, this sort of Dublin, Irish, Amsterdam-y, British, European vibe that there are very, very few places in this country. Maybe Boston Harbor, maybe Portsmouth, or, you know, some sort of old-fangled places that have the kind of charm that Fell's Point has. So while I have you on, I just want to let you know we are seriously considering moving to Fell's Point. So for the first time ever, I need to get some local vibe on being down
here. We seriously want you to join us.
Well, I'll join. Look, when McCrary gets old and gray and he rests his knees and moves somewhere sunny, I'll be the guy lighting the menorah and eggnog and tree and menching and store. I'll do all that stuff for you. All right.
Great. So, you know, you can bring your pet down here on Friday the 10th and do pet photos with Santa.
Santa's just parking himself down in Fell's Point, right? He's not going
to
move.
He loves it here. He knows how wonderful the neighborhood is.
Tell me about your barbecue and your food at Max's. Cause I know Ronnie went on about this and researching and all of this stuff. You had great sides, as I remember, and I haven't had them in a while. I got to get down and visit with you at some point here soon, and maybe the eggnog will go well with a little bit of barbecue and a little beans on the side.
Barbecue, beans, mac and cheese, the pretzels with crab meat are a favorite around here right now. The pit sandwiches are unbelievable. You know, and if you really want to go crazy, the tater tot bowl with pulled pork.
He sent that home with me, and that was delicious. It's not something I would order because, like, it has to be things that make me fat. I don't order them. People give them to me and then I eat them because, like, they're like, here, try this. And I'm like, well, I never would have ordered it. Give it to me. And then I eat it. And that's how it works. So I will be seeing you for some beans and barbecue. I am going to come down on the 11th. I put it in my calendar. If you're doing an eggnog thing, I'm going to stop by and I'll definitely. I'm going to have your spiked eggnog, Gail Furman. All right.
Awesome. And we're winding up the retail retail buying, as I call it, for Christmas with a retail cookie crawl where you can go into all our retailers and get a free cookie.
What kind of cookie?
Whatever everyone's making.
My wife and I are moving. I think I told you this. And we have like a freezer full of stuff and we're moving in like 3.5-4 weeks. I'm like, look, that frozen cookie dough, it ain't going to eat itself. It ain't going to heat itself. You know what I mean? It's a baking time of year. So if it says cookie on it, I need some gingerbread. I'm feeling like I did a lot of pumpkin the last 6-8 weeks. I'm done with pumpkin. I'm ready to move on to eggnog and gingerbread. So hopefully you can accommodate that.
Good. I hope so. Someone's got to have it. It's the cookie du jour in Christmas.
Max's Tap House is the place to do it. Get down there and see Gail. Get down and see Ronnie. See all of our friends down there. Our friends at Atlas. We got friends up and down the square. Eddie Lauer strumming a guitar. The Pendry's open. The Waterfront just got sold. Grab some tacos over with Patrick Russell or a burger. But whatever you do, get down. Love up Santa. Get some barbecue. Stop in and see Ron and Gail. And work on a beer for me. A stout that I've never had. That I want to try. Your place is the greatest place in the world to try a beer. You know, come into your place, say, that sounds good on the menu. How many beers you got on your menu now?
107 rotating drafts and over 1,500 different bottle beers. And don't forget the 80 bourbons we have in stock, too.
I'm not drinking any bourbon. That's not for me. I'm a beer guy. You know, that's what I'm doing. But bourbon be nice for somebody else, but I'm going to go with beer. And I'm not big on the spiking of the eggnog so much. I mean, it'll be interesting to go around and see what people are putting in their eggnog, but I like it just the way it is. But if it's artisan and like a little bit of rum, got my Latin rum, you know, I'd be all for that. But I'm all for gingerbread stout at your place is what I'm going to do. Gail, I appreciate you. I'm glad you made it back on. And Ron's quiet all of a sudden, right? When we don't let him in here, it gets quiet.
Thanks for having me. Happy holidays to everyone.
It's always good to visit with you. And we'll get back down to Fells Point soon. I'm hoping to go next week. Eggnog, the website is FellsPointMainStreet.org. FellsPointMainStreet.org. It's only one place in the world like it, and it's ours. We got it right here in Baltimore. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Talking all sorts of holiday. Trim up the tree. Don't skip the eggnog. We are BaltimorePositive.com.